thanks for visiting. I know the hospital isn't the most exciting place to spend your Saturday afternoon. They keep me cooped up in here all day. There's never anything good on TV either. I might just die of boredom before this illness, to be honest. What? It's a joke. But really, I'm really, really happy you came to see me. Can we go outside? The weather is so nice, and I could really use some fresh air. Even though the rest of this place is dreary, there's a beautiful courtyard. I know what the doctor said, but come on. I never get to leave this stupid bed. Please? Yes, 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 yes. All right, could you bring over my wheelchair? It's over there in the corner. Thank you. Yay! It's so nice to feel the sun against my skin again. Oh, and I miss the fresh air. Right over there, next to that tree. That looks like the perfect place to rest. Let's get comfy and enjoy the beautiful day, yeah? There's something that I need to tell you. There's this, operation. The doctor wants to try it tomorrow. And to be honest, it's not looking good. The chances that the operation will work are slim. Hey. Hey. I know I'm not supposed to be up, but how can I not hug you when you're making that face? That face. You're doing it again. You're looking down. When you look down, all you can see is your own little circle of misery. For a long time, that's all I ever did, too. I looked down and I saw this frail, sick body. I hated it. I hated all of it. I hated this stupid illness that made me this way. I hated the fact that I couldn't hang out with my friends. I hated the fact that I couldn't even walk without someone else's help. But you showed me that there's more to see when I stop looking down. You showed me that when I look up, I can see all the beauty that life has to offer. I can see the perfect blue sky. I can see the puffy white clouds. I can feel the sun shining down on my face. When I look up, I can see that there's more to life than the unfortunate circumstances that I might be stuck in. That's why I need you to look up too. I need you to see the beauty with me. You helped me see this, and I'm going to make sure you see it too. And that's why I'm going to go through with the operation. Before, I probably would have wondered, what's the point? Why should I prolong the inevitable? What's the point of continuing this pathetic existence bound to a hospital bed the rest of my life? But things have changed, and I see a lot more than I did back then. For the first time in a really long time, I can't wait to see what tomorrow has to bring. I can't wait to live another day with you. If there's even the slightest chance that I could spend just one more day with you, then I will do whatever it takes. I don't care how unlikely it is that the operation will succeed. You've shown me that there's more to life than my own misery, and I will fight every step of the way to experience more of this beautiful life. I will fight every step of the way to spend one more day with you. And that's why I keep looking up, so we can move forward together. I'm glad you understand. Now, let's get back. Visitation hours are almost over, and I don't want to get yelled at by the nurses again. Why did I get yelled at the first time? I may have snuck out a while back to buy this. Here. It's a necklace. I want you to have it. So now every time you give in to the temptation to look down, you'll be reminded of your silly girlfriend who insisted that you look up instead. I love you.